Yeah, this interview now is going to be recorded, and we're going to share it in, for example, Planet Soul website, and we can
it. I want to make an analogy, a comparison. Mm-hmm. If you fly in a plane, that plane will deliver you. That plane will transport you.
Mhm. Ich möchte jetzt mal gerne eine Analogie anbringen. Wenn du in einem Flugzeug reist, dann ja, bewegt dich ja das Flugzeug irgendwohin. Es ja, bewegt sich mit dir. Mit.
The plane is dependable. The plane can transport you.
Das Flugzeug kann dich transportieren.
My instrument, a scalar energy instrument, is likewise dependable.
Mein Instrument, mein Skalarenergieinstrument, ist gleichfalls transportfähig.
My instrument can break apart, can disassemble viruses, bacteria, fungi.
Mein Instrumente können Viren, Bakterien und Pilze aufbrechen. Mhm.
A plane will allow you to fly.
Ein Flugzeug erlaubt dir zu fliegen.
My instrument will allow me to break down germs, microbes.
Meine Instrumente erlauben Viren auseinanderzubrechen.
Mhm. It's that simple.
Es ist so einfach. Mhm. Ja, so einfach wie fliegen. It's as simple as flying.
Und, möchtest du jemanden in Europa, der dieses Instrument auch bedient und braucht der Voraussetzungen?
You need somebody who has this instrument here in Europe and uses here in Europe this instrument. Or
it's not necessary. Okay. We have one location in the United States.
Okay. Also es ist nicht notwendig.
Go ahead.
Okay, es ist nicht notwendig. Es reicht ein. Es ist dieser eine Ort in den Vereinigten Staaten.
We could treat everybody in the world.
Mhm. Und wir können jeden damit in der Welt behandeln.
You could put in the instrument 1 million photographs, 2 million photographs at a time.
Du kannst in dieses Instrument 1 Million, 2 Millionen Fotos mit einem Mal hineinstellen.
You miniaturize the photograph.
Du machst das Foto klein.
In 1 hour I could treat 2-3 million people.
Wow, und in einer Stunde kann ich 2-3 Millionen Menschen behandeln.
Amazing, huh?
In 1 day we could treat everybody in Austria.
In einem Tag könnten wir jeden Menschen in Österreich behandeln.
Wow. Probably what, 2 or 3 days in Germany?
Yeah. Muss der Mensch oder die Seele zugestimmt haben, dass es wirkt?
Dass die Human, so, the individual has to agree with this treatment?
That's an interesting question.
You don't have to do anything. It's like receiving sunlight. If you walk outside, you receive sunlight. My instrument is sunlight. You don't have to change your lifestyle.
Okay, also das ist wie in die Sonne gehen. Man bekommt Licht. Man muss nichts tun. Mm-hmm. But as I asked before, if I have a photo of my daughter and I send it to you, or I uploaded it on your website, and she doesn't know it. Would it still work? Is it okay?
Yes,
because we have this free will and.
For instance, people will send me photographs of their dogs and cats. We can help dogs and cats. We can eradicate bacteria and viruses in dogs and cats. They don't know they're being treated.
Wow. Also meine Frage war jetzt, ob wir eben ein Foto hochladen können von jemandem, der gar nicht weiß, dass er mit Skalarenergie behandelt wird. Und das ist alles okay. Das ist, wie gesagt, wie als würde man ins Rausgehen in die Sonne und die Sonnenstrahlen erhalten. Und es gibt viele, die eben von Hunden und Katzen ihre Fotos auch hochladen und auch diese Tiere behandelt werden können. Mhm. Und mit wunderbaren Ergebnissen.
Mhm. So, I envision in the future, when people accept this,
Also ich stelle mir vor, für die Zukunft, wenn Menschen das akzeptieren,
You'll tell people at a soccer stadium after the soccer game, stay in the stadiums if you want to be treated with scalar energy.
Dann sagt man zum Beispiel zu den Menschen nach einem Fußballspiel, bleibt im Stadion, wenn ihr mit Skalarenergie behandelt werden möchtet.
And everybody who stays in the stadium will take their photograph and will treat them for scalar energy.
Und jeder, der dann im Stadion bleibt, der nimmt dann sein Foto und lädt es hoch und erhält die Skalarenergie.
You could treat 20 or 30,000 people in a soccer stadium.
Ja, also 20, 30,000 Menschen kann man in so einem Stadion dann gleichzeitig behandeln.
Ich bin gerade auf deine Webseite gegangen und da steht auch, man kann für jedes einzelne Monat ein Skalar-Lichtprogramm kaufen. Wie darf ich mir das vorstellen?
Gerhard, he is on your website right now and yeah, it says you can buy for every month a Scholar Energy Program. What is it? How does it work? What is it exactly?
Sure. We start off with everybody. We ask everybody to sign up for the free sessions. Everybody starts with 15 days of free sessions.
My connection was just interrupted. Can you please repeat,
yeah.
Tom?
We start initially with free sessions. Everybody starts off with 15 days of free sessions. We insist upon free sessions to begin.
Okay. Also jeder, der mit Skalarenergie anfangen möchte, erhält 15 Tage freie Skalarenergie. Somit, also damit beginnt es bei jedem.
And then after that, we have month-long 30-day sessions for pay.
Okay, und danach haben wir also monatlich 30-Tage Sessions, die dann bezahlt werden.
And in the United States are for one person, it's $89 US per month.
Und in den Vereinigten Staaten ist es pro Person $89 im Monat.
Also es ist nicht eine einzelne Behandlung, sondern auch über Dauer.
So it's not only one session, it's for as long as you want or...
We leave it up to people. We love it, leave it up to people. Some people only sign up once for 30 days. Some people sign up for 6 months. It's up to them.
Okay.
Okay, also manche machen, es hängt von der Person selber ab, wie lange sie dran teilnehmen möchte. Manche machen nur einen Monat, manche machen 6 Monate, je nachdem.
Can I talk about our friend Anui, if you like?
Yes, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I won't use her last name, but she's from Hawaii. Wonderful. Wonderful lady, good friends of ours. She had a, like a herpes. It was like a cold sore. And it would come back, it would come out, and the doctors said, she went to see her local doctor, and they said, take 2 aspirin, a glass of water, and there's nothing we can do about it. And, oh, by the way, here's a bill for $250. Thanks a lot. So that's what they said. Essentially, that's what they said. They couldn't do anything about it. I don't know what they charged her.
Okay.
All right.
Das ist gerade eine wahre Geschichte von einer Dame aus Hawaii, die immer ein Herpes hatte und zum Arzt ging und der Arzt ihr was Aspirin verschrieb und sagte, das, ja, das ist jetzt das, was eben geht und $200 bitte dafür.
Yeah. So then she went to my Galactic Wisdom conferences a couple of years ago and Tom was there and they met each other and the rest is history. And I can tell you the rest of the story.
Okay, dann kam sie zur galaktischen Wisdom-Konferenz von Ted vor ein paar Jahren oder traf sie Tom?
Yeah. And then she decided to try Tom's program.
Und sie hat sich dafür entschieden, eben Toms Programm zu nutzen.
And wie lange, how long, Tom, was it before it was disappeared? It took time. Slow. It was langsam. It was slow.
Three months. And her wart shrunk.
It's wart shrunk and then gone. So.
Und es dauerte 3 Monate und danach war es geheilt. Es war komplett verschwunden.
So these things take time, but they do work. And she hasn't come back. So.
Okay. Wonderful. Also es braucht manchmal Zeit, aber es funktioniert.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What about cancer? Was ist mit Krebs? What about cancer?
Oh, yeah. I can just before we start.
Yeah.
I had one of those actually in, when was it? It was the fall of 2018. And I picked it up every once in a while, not often, but I had it in, I remember swimming in this swimming pool and getting these a herpes wart from that. Just really weird. The water was not clean. And I went on Tom's program and mm-hmm. it's gone, hasn't come back. So I'm happy. I mean, the same thing happened to me too. I'm totally fine. So.
Okay. Also auch Ted hatte den Herpes und hat an Toms Programm teilgenommen und ja, ist seitdem komplett davon geheilt, von Herpes.
Yeah, so it's completely gone. Thanks, Tom.
War das bei dir kürzer, Ted? Hat es bei dir nicht 3 Monate gedauert, sondern war es kürzer?
And how long did it take to heal you completely?
2 months.
Okay.
2 Monate.
Mm-hmm. About long, six oder acht Wochen, 6 or 8 weeks. It mm-hmm. was just gone, never to return, so...
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Okay.
But he still hasn't cured my curly hair. I still have curly hair. So I don't know.
You just have to stick with it.
I guess
have a happy meal.
Have a happy meal. You know what McDonald's has? You know what they're getting coming out now with? It's delicious, really. Fish milkshakes. Just kidding. I don't know, but
with a mask on it, whatever.
With a mask,
yeah, we're changing.
Social distancing between you and the fish and the and the milk and the ice cream and the milkshakes. So.
No, I was asking about the cancer. Can you heal everything with it?
No, not cancer. That's a different approach.
Okay.
Hopefully, God will give me wisdom. I cannot work with cancer yet. No.
Okay. Also bei Krebs. Noch nicht, ist er noch nicht so weit, aber vielleicht kommt auch hier die Lösung. Okay, parasites?
Yes, yes. Many people in Africa come to us with malaria and it's easy to eradicate malaria.
Also die Frage war auch Parasiten, ja. Viele Menschen in Afrika kommen mit Malaria und werden auch hier komplett davon geheilt aufgrund der Therapie oder der Skalarmagie.
I remember when I lived in India, in 88 and 89, 86, I was in India on and off from 86 to 89. I had to take malaria pills every day.
Wow.
And it made my skin very sensitive to the sun. But I remember, but if you can take care of malaria with your program, that's fantastic. Yeah.
Right. Also Ted war in Indien und musste Medikamente nehmen oder vorbeugend, um keinen Malaria zu bekommen. Das hat die Haut sehr sensibel gemacht. Und wenn man natürlich Malaria so einfach, möchte ich schon sagen, heilen kann mit Hilfe von Skalarenergie, wäre das natürlich, ist das natürlich fantastisch.
Right.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So it does work. So go ahead. We've got about 18 minutes left. And Tom, what advice? You're a spiritual man. What advice would you give people today wanting to make the world a better place?
Welchen Rat würdest du den Menschen heute geben, die aus der Welt einen schöneren Ort machen möchten?
Start with yourself. Make yourself a better person.
Mm-hmm.
Make yourself. You're the example. Make yourself a better person.
That's good advice.
Yeah. Beginn bei dir. Mach du dich zu einem besseren Menschen. Du bist das Beispiel. Geh mit gutem Beispiel voran.
Didn't Mahatma Gandhi say, be the change that you wish to see in the world?
Yeah. Mahatma Gandhi sagte, sei du die Veränderung, die du in der Welt sehen möchtest.
And also, I remember a famous quote by Bill Clinton. He said he did not have sex with that woman. No, never mind. No, skip that. Don't translate. But anyway, but it's good. It's right. Be the change you wish to see in the world is good. So.
Tom, I wanted to ask you, when somebody starts with your program, how does she notice it?
In the morning, when I treat for germs, microbes, in the morning, my mouth is very clean and my sinuses are cleared.
Oh, wow. Also ich habe jetzt gefragt, wie jemand wahrnimmt, sobald er das Programm startet, was jetzt passiert bei ihm, ob man das spürt. Und er sagt, morgen spürt man es, wenn man hat einen sauberen Mund, also es fühlt sich sauber an. Und wenn ich es richtig verstanden habe, die Haut ist reiner oder der Schein ist reiner. Man wirkt heller vielleicht sogar oder gereinigter.
So, So many people have a biofilm, or they have a bacterial buildup on their tongue, on their teeth in the morning.
Also viele Menschen haben so einen Belag auf den Zähnen, auf der Zunge am Morgen.
And after I break apart the bacteria, the microbes, their mouth is clean. There's no more biofilm because we got rid of the bacteria.
Nachdem ich eben diese Bakterien und Mikroben auseinandergebrochen habe, ist dieser Belag nicht mehr vorhanden.
Wow. An diesem einen Tag, wo die Behandlung ist eben. Oder bleibt es länger?
One day where this starts. You can recognize it in one day, the first day?
Yes, one day. Mm-hmm. Okay. So every day I break apart, every day I destroy, eradicate pathogens, every day.
Right. Also jeden Tag werden diese ungesunden Verbindungen unterbrochen.
Here's a serious question for you. Can you use your instruments to get rid of corrupt politicians? No.
Parasites.
They're parasites. They are parasites.
So it should work.
It should work. Right. Yeah.
You have to build a bigger one.
Do you need their picture? I mean...
We can send you some pictures, load up some pictures on a website.
Can we make them tell the truth, like in that Jim Carrey movie years ago? Where they couldn't lie?
That would be great.
Yeah. Tom, was ist, wenn jemand gar keine Parasiten hat und du steckst trotzdem das Foto hinein? Passiert dann auch etwas anderes mit dir?
What happens if somebody, for example, is treated for parasites but doesn't have parasites? What will happen? Will there happen something? Or?
The instrument will identify what's there.
Okay.
And will only break apart what is in your body.
Okay, also die Instrumente schauen, was ist in deinem Körper vorhanden, was nicht sein sollte, und zerstören nur das, brechen nur das auseinander, was dann eben in deinem Körper ist.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Interesting. And these instruments work the same way all the time. Just put the photo there. And they read this information and treat the person for parasites or for bacteria or for germs or...
Yes.
Okay.
So whether you... Yes, it's an identical treatment. I treat everybody the same. It never changes. Identical treatment.
Also es ist ein Verfahren, was für jeden gleich ist. Yeah. Great. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
So this eventually will catch on. It's popular in the United States. Help me promote this in Europe. We have many people in the United States who they're healthy now. They no longer have disease.
Right.
So I want to project this now to Europe. Yeah. I need help in Europe promoting this.
Okay.
If you have any doubts, go to the website and you'll see the test results. You'll read thousands of testimonies.
Okay, also diese Skalarenergie ist sehr bekannt schon in den Vereinigten Staaten. Vielen Menschen ist damit geholfen worden. Und jetzt geht es vor allem auch darum, hier in Europa das Ganze bekannt zu machen, voranzubringen. Auf der Webseite ist dazu viel zu lesen. Your website is only in English or you have it already translated into other languages?
It has a Google Translate for you.
Okay, also die Webseite kann man über Google Translate übersetzen lassen und viele Testberichte dazu lesen. Wonderful. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, well, I always love having you on my show. We got about 10 minutes left, Tom, because you're always so much fun and you're doing good things too. You know, your heart's in the right place and you genuinely want to help people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
So let me explain what Ted and I mentioned earlier. We're working with an HIV AIDS clinic in Delhi, India. I've never been to India, by the way. HIV AIDS clinic in Delhi. Go ahead.
Wir arbeiten mit einer HIV AIDS Klinik in Delhi, Indien.
The chai is excellent, by the way. It was? Never mind. Go ahead.
And people will send me photographs, people who are HIV positive, people who have had the HIV infection. They'll simply email me a photograph.
Und Menschen, die mit HIV infiziert sind, positiv sind, senden mir einfach nur ihr Foto.
And everybody that I've worked with at the HIV clinic, they now have no HIV left, gone, eradicated. Everybody.
Wow. Und mit jedem, den ich zusammengearbeitet habe, der HIV positiv war, der daran erkrankt war, ist heute geheilt. In dieser Klinik ist dort geheilt. So they don't need this clinic anymore.
No, you're actually, you're right. The clinic is not quite as busy. And they a lot of people...
They just tell them, please send a photo to Tom and you're healed.
You know, can I mention, I want to mention something quickly about AIDS in particular. I went to school. I went to law school in England during the summer of 79. And when I flew back to the U.S., back to Seattle, I had a flight from Heathrow to Seattle on Pan Am. And I grabbed a newspaper at the airport. Go ahead and translate and I'll tell you the story.
Ted erzählt gerade, dass er also Rechtsanwalt gelernt hat. Er war auf einer Reise. Ich weiß jetzt nicht mehr von wo genau bis wo, aber er hatte auf der Reise, eine Flugreise, eine Zeitung.
Mhm. And I had plenty of time. It was about a 9-hour flight, 10-hour flight. And I took the paper.
Das war ein 9-Stunden Flug.
Mhm. Front page on London Times headline. Ja. AIDS created by in a US Army lab. And then released. All details about.
Wow. Und auf der ersten Seite der Zeitung stand ganz groß Überschrift AIDS wurde kreiert vom created by whom?
US Army Lab.
Ein US Army Labor und dazu standen dann alle Informationen detailliert.
Public tax dollars paid for it create AIDS. Okay. And the whole it talked about how the whole monkey bite theory was fake. More fake news.
Mm-hmm. Und sie sprachen auch sogar darüber, dass dieser ganze Affen, wo es angeblich stammt, ist ja vom Affen, dass das alles falsch ist.
Wow. I know everybody in London knew about this story. It was in the front page of this London Times. Front page.
Mm-hmm. Und jeder in London wusste darüber, denn es stand auf der Titelseite dieser Zeitung.
I fly into Seattle. I pick up a local paper out here. Nothing. Nothing in the New York Times. Nothing in the Seattle papers. Nothing in the Portland papers. Nothing anywhere in the United States. Nothing in any of the news sources. Nothing.
Und als der Tendierter ankommt und dort die Zeitung sich anschaut, da steht nichts darüber. Nirgendwo ist eine Information darüber zu finden.
And with the, there's so many things, there's so much lies and garbage they give us nowadays. They don't tell us the truth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just an example, I wanted to tell you that a lot of people know the history of AIDS in England and Europe. Because your media came out with the truth back then, ours didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just a side point. Yeah.
Wow. So it's the first time that I hear that with Scholar Energy you heal AIDS.
Right. So yeah. You're not going to hear about. You think this would be front page on the major networks? No. Are you kidding? That's they don't want anything like that to get out at all. It's like I've been doing prayers to help Fukushima since December. And according to a scientist friend of mine, 51% of the radiation of Fukushima has been decreased now at the holding ponds because TEPCO is planning on, wants to release into that, into the radioactive water, into the Pacific and kill us all off. Mm-hmm. But that's why I do prayers on my almost every show now for Fukushima. And it has had an effect, measurable effect.
But nobody knows about it. They don't.
People who listen to my show know about it, but people who listen to CNN, I don't know what they know, but they don't know that. So,
mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Right. So, what can we do to spread information? Tom?
I think grassroots is important, word of mouth is important.
What again, please, Ted?
Grassroots is important. Talk to your friends and neighbors. You know, personal touch.
Many people are using Telegram today.
Telegram is much better. Yeah.
Have you a Telegram group, Tom?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah.
So please send it. And we can see how we can spread it here. Because in Telegram, many people that are awakening, yes. or yeah. already a long time on the way, they are using Telegram now.
Yeah.
And yeah. with your what you're doing, you will reach most of the awakened people.
Yes.
This,
yeah.
this
I agree. Yes.
Yeah. This planet is ascending right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the change back when President Kennedy, before he was murdered, the change was coming from his administration down, top down. And now the difference is that it's coming bottom up.
Yeah.
And the negatives are doing everything they can to stop it. And one of the chief things they're using now are the injectables. Because those injectables, they change your aura, they shut down all of your auras, they shut down all of your chakras, they shut down your pineal gland, and they shut down the God gene. So you become a biological robot. That's exactly what I've seen happen to people. And instead of becoming service to others with love, you become service to self. You become selfish. Those people are not following God. They will not ascend. And many of them will be gone by the end of this year.
But are there people that are still awakened after having this shot?
It's kind of like going off and playing on the freeway. If you get hit by a car, you may be still awake afterwards, but you're going to be pretty badly injured. It puts you on a path, a spiritual path has not a good ending. One of the things you know about the grays, they have these big black eyes. They're about 4 feet tall. They're a slave species created by the reptilians. Mm-hmm. At one time, they were human.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been told in the past that some of those grays with the big black eyes, they're like biological robots, are actually us who've taken these injectables. And after many generations, they become these biological robots because that's what they want to do. They want to get rid of the God within us. They want to take away Jesus. They want to take away the Supreme Being. They want to take away Mother Mary. They want to take away God within us. So we become biological entities. We don't have a soul anymore.
Mm.
That's what's so serious about what's going on right now. And people may think I'm nuts, but I'm absolutely right. I've been told this. So that's why it's very serious right now. And that's why Tom's work is so important. He can help people, I think, with this.
Okay.
So, and they've brainwashed so many people during the past year with all this fear for something that's basically as dangerous as the flu. Notice people don't die anymore of car accidents. They don't die anymore of suicide. They don't die anymore of cancer. They only have that one, the C word. That's the only thing that happens now. It's ridiculous. And it's been totally blown out of proportion to control us and put fear into us. Look at the world, all these silly regulations. We don't need it. And the people need to stand up to this nonsense. And they need to wake up, not to trust our governments to do the right thing. Many people, as you know, many people trusted the government in Germany in World War II. And look what happened. I know because I had a previous life in Germany and was a member of Hitlerjugend back then. And I would never want to repeat that ever again. But that's the lesson, soul lesson I had for this lifetime, to wake up. If you don't wake up, you're not going to make it. Mother Earth is ascending right now with God's help. And she's sick and tired of negative people being on the planet. So this is a way for negative people and people who are asleep to leave. And they are leaving. We're going to see more and more of this year. The only thing you can do is pray for their help. Pray for help.
Okay.
I believe in the power of prayer. Galactics and the God can help them. But
okay, at the end of our show.
I'm sorry, what, Gerhard?
We are almost at the end of our show. So give us some nice words at the end.
Yeah, Tom, think of some nice words. And I know we're going to get through this by my friends. So I don't mean to be hard, but, you know, it is upsetting. I don't like to deal with death, but I've been doing a lot of what's called bereavement counseling for people that have been injured and who have died from this things. But I'm going to let Tom say some positive words. So go ahead, Tom. 2 minutes.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for your effort today. Thank you for this platform. Let's pray to God for guidance and to God for protection. And whatever you can do to help us to get the word out in Europe, I would really appreciate that. I would love to speak again at maybe next month and to share some of my recent results. We always have great results coming in on a monthly basis. So, thumbs up to everybody. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom, yes. for this incredible yeah. work you're doing for humanity.
Yes. Nice been meeting you, and yeah, wonderful what you do.
And let's see, we will find a way to spread this in Europe. I will be there. I will help out. This is,
I know. Saskia will help you. Saskia will help you. And Gerhard will too. So.
Of course.
And Saskia has got a dog too, and he can help spread the word among his friends too.
Yeah, so. Right. Yeah, he will.
So do you want me to start this signation?
Yes, that's fine. I just want to say thank you, everyone, so much for listening today. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program. If you'd like to support us, just go to our website at outofthisworldradio.net. And we'll be on the air a week from today for another hour program.
Okay. So.
Also vielen Dank an allen. Ich möchte es kurz übersetzen. Noch einmal ganz kurz zum Schluss. Dieses Programm Out of This World Radio ist eine gemeinnützige Radioshow oder Show von TED, unterstützt durch die Spenden der Hörer. Wer das gerne tun möchte, der tut es unter www.outofthisworld.net. Und heute in einer Woche sind wir nochmal für eine Stunde online sozusagen. Mhm.
Vielen Dank, Tom. You're an angel. We appreciate you so much for coming on today.
God bless everybody. Thanks for your time.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Liebe Grüße an alle. Bussi, bussi. Das war Ted Maas, Out of This World Radio Show hier auf Radio Soul International. Schön, dass Sie mit dabei waren. Es war wieder sehr, sehr spannend. Tolle Gäste hat Tom immer wieder mit dabei. Ich wünsche euch einen wunderschönen Abend. Ciao, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Hikari no kawa o koete Milky Way
hito wa nase chikyu ni kita no doko kara Oh no.